This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عباد الله الله عز وجل says in the Quran يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون Allah says O you who believe fear Allah as he deserves to be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam And Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate and produced from their combination many men and women. And fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا And Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is upright. He will correct for you your sins. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then he is indeed victorious. As for what follows. The Prophet ﷺ is narrated by his companions to have repeated as a sermon, one of his prophetic sermons, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the recitation of a surah of the Quran, Surah Qaf. And this surah entails a reminder with regards to the importance of the Quran. This surah reminds and invokes and refutes the disbelievers for their disbelief in the Day of Judgment. It invokes them to reflect upon the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal and His power on this earth when they denied the Day of Judgment. This surah reminds about the Day of Judgment itself and the scenario and the situation of the believers and the disbelievers on the Day of Judgment before concluding and reflecting upon the importance of reminding with regards to the Quran. And so, being that we are approaching the month of the Quran, the month of Ramadan, and you are going to see the topics becoming more frequently speaking about the Quran and our relationship with the Quran. I wanted to, if but once, to invoke this prophetic sermon and to follow in the prophetic or the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ, reciting this surah and going over its meanings, going over its translations. And there is nothing that is a greater reward, there is nothing that is a greater speech, there is nothing that is more virtuous than the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is nothing that should affect our hearts greater than the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so this is inshallah ta'ala what this khutbah is going to be. Simply a presentation of Surah Qaf and its translation, and I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He grants us understanding. The surah begins saying, after A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Qaf, Wal Qur'an Al Majeed. بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض منهم وعندنا كتاب حفيظ بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج في أمر مريج الله عز وجل says قاف by the honored Quran but there has come to them a warner from among themselves and they wonder and the disbelievers say this is an amazing thing When we have died and have become dust, will we return to life? That is a distant return. We know what the earth takes away from them, and we have a retaining record, but they denied the truth when it came to them, so they are in a condition confused. The disbelievers are in a confused condition. A question. How could they doubt the power of Allah Azza wa Jal to resurrect them when everything around them is a sign of Allah's power? Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرَى لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج. Allah says, have they not looked at the heavens above them? How we have created it and structured it and adorned it, and how it has no rifts, it has no glitches. And the earth we spread it out and cast there firmly set mountains, and made within it grow something of every beautiful kind, giving insight and a reminder for every servant who turns to Allah. And we've sent down blessed rain from the sky and made grow thereby gardens and grain from the harvest, and lofty palm trees, having fruits arranged in layers, as provision for the servants, and we have given life thereby to a dead land. Thus is the resurrection. The power of Allah Azza wa Jalla to do all of these things, do they then deny? Do they then not comprehend how this deity that is so powerful and created all of this, that he would not be able to resurrect them again? Allah says, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ وَثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ وَفِرْعَوْنُ وَإِخْوَانُ لُوطٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ وَقَوْمُ تُبَّعٍ كُلٌّ كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ فَحَقَّ وَعِيدٌ أَفَعَيِينَ بِالْخَلْقِ الْأَوَّلِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي لَبْسٍ مِنْ خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the people of Noah denied before them, the companions of the well as well, and Thamud, and Ad and Pharaoh, and the brothers of Lut, and the companions and the thicket, and the people of Tubba, they all disbelieved in their messengers. So justly fulfilled was my threat. Did we fail creating the first time? Yet creating anew has them confused. Did Allah Azza wa Jalla fail creating them the first time around? So why is it that recreation then, or resurrection, is something that they can't comprehend? It's something that is confusing to them. Allah Azza wa Jal created. Now Allah Azza wa Jal created and Allah Azza wa Jal resurrect. But what is Allah Azza wa Jal's role with regards to our present existence? Is Allah Azza wa Jal aware of us? Is Allah Azza wa Jal present with us? Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we have created mankind. He says, and we know what his soul whispers to him, and we are closer to him than his jugular vein. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah says, when the two receivers receive, the two angels they receive, seated on the right and on the left, man does not utter any word, except that with him is an observer, with him is an angel, prepared to record. And when will they come to know all of this is being true? When will we all know this to be true? Allah says, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَٰلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَٰلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ وَلَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع للخير معتد مريب الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد. When will they come to know this to be true? Allah says, and the intoxication of death will come with truth. That is what you were trying to avoid. And the horn will be blown. That is the day of carrying out the threat. And every soul with it will come, a driver and a witness. It will be said, you were certainly unmindful of this, and we have removed from you your cover, so your sight today is sharp. And his companion, the angel, will say, this record is what is with me, prepared. Allah will say, throw into the hell every disbeliever, every obstinate disbeliever, preventer of good, aggressor and doubter, who made as equal with Allah another deity. Then throw him into the punishment severe. But is the hellfire only for the disbelievers? What will the devil say? قَالَ قَرِينُهُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَطْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمْ هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. On the day when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, his devil companion will say, oh my Lord, I didn't make him transgress, but he himself was in extreme error. Allah will say, do not dispute before me, while I had already presented to you the warning. My word will never be changed, and I am not oppressive to the slaves. When it will be said to the hellfire, are you full? And the hellfire will respond saying, is there any more? What about the righteous, the truthful, those who feared Allah Azza wa Jal? وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ ادْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٍ. The people who feared Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will be said to them, and paradise will be brought near to the righteous, not far. It will be said, this is what you promised. This is what you were promised for every returner to Allah and keeper of His covenant who feared the Most Merciful unseen and came with a heart returning and repentant. Enter in it in peace. That is the day of eternity. They will have whatever they wish in store, and we still have more. Is the harm of disbelief then relegated simply to the hereafter? Or does it have effects in this world? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ بَطْشًا فَنَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ هَلْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لِذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Allah says, and how many a generation before them did we destroy? How many a generation before them did we destroy? Who were greater than them in power and had explored throughout the lands. Is there any place of escape? Indeed, in that is a reminder. For whoever has a heart or who listens with present mind. And the verses conclude of the chapter, coming back full circle to the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla to create. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ. Allah says, and we did create the heavens and earth, and what is between them in 6 days, and we were touched by no fatigue. So be patient, O Muhammad, over what they say, and exalt them, exalt the praise of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting, and in part of the night exalt Him in prostration. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, واستمع يوم ينادي المنادي من مكان قريب يوم يسمعون الصيحة بالحق ذلك يوم الخروج إنا نحن نحيي ونميت وإلينا المصير يوم تشقق الأرض عنهم سراعا ذلك حشر علينا يسير نحن أعلم بما يقولون وما أنت عليهم بجبار فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد. And listen on the day when the caller will come out from a near place. The day they will hear the blast of the horn in truth. That is the day of the emergence from the graves. Indeed, it is we who give life and cause death. And to us is the final return. To us is the destination. On the day the earth breaks away from them and they emerge rapidly, that is a gathering that is easy for us. Allah's power is perfect. The resurrection is easy for Him. We know better what they say. And you are not over them a tyrant. You are not going to force them to believe. You are not over them a tyrant, but remind by the Quran, whoever fears my threat. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow us to hear the speech and to follow the best of it. أقول ما سمعت مستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفرونه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us the companions of the Qur'an. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make the Qur'an the spring of our hearts and the light of our chests, the remover of our sadness, the repeller of our stress. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us the understanding of the Qur'an and the interpretation of the Qur'an. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us of those who follow it, who follow its commandments, to make us of those who will be in the shade of the Qur'an, who will be rewarded by a recitation of the Qur'an and preserved by the Qur'an in our graves and on the day that we meet Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-janna wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal wa a'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tuhulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'siyatik wa min ta'atika ma tubalighuna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawwinu bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya wa mat'ana Allahumma bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina abadan ma abqaytana واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا أهل القرآن، اللهم اجعلنا أهل القرآن، اللهم اجعلنا أهل القرآن، هم أهلك وخاصتك يا رب العالمين. والله رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله. سبحان ربك رب